This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the music is on point.
He says it's getting hot in here.
The seat is warming. Welcome back. It's Midday
it's only,
Show.
It's only Monday.
Yep.
But it's the wrong weekend, man.
Well, it's, you know, for me with Topper, it's not just a weekend. It's not just this lineup thing.
Audacious.
It's years of this. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julius. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season here? I say yes after the way last season ended. It's about a 50-50 on our Twitter poll, which, of course, is brought to you by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We'll get to the Eagles in a minute here. Something that was said about the team and about a certain player that is still here. But I keep coming back to this Topper thing because, Hugh, I can't get out of my head the way they played down the stretch last year. The lack of urgency they seem to have. Now this lineup thing, I feel like it almost feels desperate to me, change the lineup every day, you know, back and forth, lefty, righty. I understand the logic to it, but I'm the one thing they had that worked, that unquestioned, you knew, Schwarber worked as a leadoff hitter. They won more that way. It worked. He hit. And now to kind of go back and forth every day, I do feel like it is a mistake here for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. For your thoughts on two lineups here, like it, don't like it, and should Topper be on the hot seat to start this season? I say yes. Mark in Delaware. What's up, Mark?
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Hey,
what's
Mark. What's up?
So I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I played baseball in high school and college, and like you said, Joe, and like Rhea said, or like Ben Davison said, I guess, you know, guys are comfortable where they're at, man. And Joe, like you said, if Turner's leading off the first inning, 3-for-3, there's no way you can take him out of leadoff spot the second day just because it's a different pitcher in there.
You would think, but that seems like what he's saying he's going to do.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. But, you know, that's why Topper's making the big money, and that's why I'm sitting where I am.
Well, he is for now. I mean, a month from now, he might be sitting exactly where you are if this thing doesn't get off to a good start, Mark. I do wonder how much of a leash he has after the way last year ended.
Yeah, I would say probably not too much, to be honest with you.
And I think that's fair. I mean, Hugh, baseball's one of those sports. Like, I remember when we were doing the discussion about Sirianni, and there was so much to it, right? Because you got to change the coordinators and then who takes over and the scheme. Baseball is like more like basketball and hockey, where they just change coaches all the time. Like, they just put someone else in to try to, you know, get people moving the right direction.
Yeah, because the players are making so much money.
Yeah.
They're making a ton of money. And just like we've seen with the Phillies this year, they didn't do a whole lot. You know, there was a whole lot of talk about Alec Bohm not being here and everything, but that did not happen. That did not come true.
Nope.
So now you have to look at different ways of shaking this thing up. And that's why, for me, moving the lineup around and shaking the lineup around, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal, to be totally honest. Especially when you're talking about a team that, you know, for whatever reason has slumped in the postseason. So I think that there's two things going on here, Mark, that they're trying to keep the idea fresh and keep everybody on their toes. And they're trying to avoid that power outage that they usually have towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I think they are too. And in like the theory of this could work. It's just a matter of these are real people. Like, these are human beings that have to get comfortable. And if they're uncomfortable, it's not going to work the way they want. Mark, what do you think here? Hugh's clues. Give us a guess.
Well, I was hoping to hear Hugh's second clue first, but since we're talking about Topper, I'm going to say Buttermaker.
Buttermaker. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. It's not Buttermaker.
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 Nobody. Got none?
I don't know who that is.
I'm not sure Buttermaker is either, but...
You said it like you knew, though.
Well, I knew... Here's what I did know.
You said it with confidence.
I knew it wasn't the answer. I did know. You know what, Hugh?
Bad News Bears.
Oh, okay, Buttermaker. Oh, okay.
I was... It slipped my mind. Now it makes sense. All right, Hugh, let's give everyone a second clue.
After Mark said he wanted a second clue.
Yeah. Well, I feel like now people need a second clue, so give him a second clue.
This fictional coach... is one of my personalities. I've used it often.
This fictional coach is one of your personalities.
That's a pretty good guess.
Well, hold on. We had a bracket of 64 Hughes.
Hey, well, you're
supposed to narrow this down for people.
You're supposed to be listening to the show.
I know. I'm just saying. Like,
the next caller, I predict, is going to have it.
I don't predict that.
Could he have made an appearance somewhere in this clip?
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Okay, so that adds to it.
All y'all complaining, I know Mark about to be mad at y'all after that.
That's a healthy hint right there.
That is a healthy hint.
Mark about to be salty.
Yeah, it is. 215-592-9494. That's on me, Mark. I raise my hand. I apologize to Mark. We're sorry about that.
Oh, they can see me on the thing. I forgot. They can see me brushing my hair right. I'm brushing my bald spot.
Do you want to tell everyone what you're doing?
No, listen.
Listen to this.
Now, I heard that if you brush your hair, it stimulates hair growth. I did. Somebody told me that. They said you brush it.
So I'm a Harvard Hughes study.
So I'm brushing. It's inconclusive, but we're gonna try because it's funny, man. Because as I'm brushing, the texture is it's like baby hair right here. Like brand new baby, it's like smooth because that means it don't grow right there. But right here, it's like curly.
I'd say every few times I look over at you, he's brushing the cul-de-sac.
I looked it up. It's a myth.
I mean, I had a feeling it was, but...
didn't sound right to me.
Hey, Kyle, you just never know. You just never know.
You know what made me question this Harvard Hughes study?
What's that?
Think of it, how many people are bald out there. If it was as simple as combing it over.
No.
Yeah, that's a...
Maybe we'd have more hair.
Listen, I ain't about to say nobody's name, but I done seen a couple comb-offs, though, that people that we know.
Oh, no.
Listen, if I got a ball.
This usually leads to you saying the name.
I'm not.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I want to know, man.
Now I'm kind of curious.
Hold on. Aren't you going to be
You ain't seen it. You haven't seen it? Yeah, I know you had to have seen it.
I've probably seen it. I don't think I've noted it. If you point it out.
You bite your tongue on this one? Or you...
I kind of want to know.
Well, I think anyone listening that has a comb now feels seen and now feels like
embrace the cul-de-sac, man. Embrace that thing, man. I keep forgetting.
Like, you bailed on the cul-de-sac after like 2 days.
No, but listen, as I was just sitting here thinking, I was brushing my hair. I'm like, damn, I forgot. People can see me. Because people text me talking about, oh, I see your blue shirt.
Weekend, one of the first things I was asked about the show is, you really going to grow in the bald spot? Like, this is what people care about right now. Is you really going to grow in the bald spot?
I would wear the hat. I keep remember we're on television now. Yeah. We're on TV.
We're going to be on YouTube, a lot.
And then start wearing clothes and stuff.
Well, I think you need to, that might be
pressure.
The first thing.
So much pressure.
And soon we'll do the glizzies on Friday. 215-592.
We're not eating no glizzies. Not whole.
That's too many people to see Hugh eating glizzies. That's his big hang up. He doesn't want people seeing it.
It's not a big deal.
You're drinking my gallon of water.
It's not a big deal.
On a Monday. I get to see all of that.
Yeah, no, everyone eats hot dogs that way, Hugh. It's not a big deal. 215-592-9494. All right, two clues out there for Hugh's Clues. A $100 gift card today to give away to Sunoco. By the way, this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, let's take a phone call here, and then we got to let you hear what Elliot Shore Park said about an Eagle that I think a lot of us assume was gone. He's still here. What does it mean?
Next caller, don't let me down. Next caller.
Don't let him down, Jody in Redding. What's up, Jody?
Hey, so I wanted to touch base about shaking the lineup up.
Okay.
I think that it's a good move to see if you can unlock the Trey Turner that existed before he came to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he batted .320, .330 with a batting cap, Gold Glove. I mean, I don't know, what happened to him when he came to Philly, but I think, messing with the lineup is a good option rather than just let things go as they've been for the last 2 years when he's been, he batted .290. I mean, so it's not like he's, just garbage, but I think that there's something in there. If they can find the right key to unlock, I think it could be a huge weapon, you know. So
here's my question, Jody. Why are we going to unlock it leading off every third day rather than just batting him second? Like, what's the difference?
I'd have to look at what he did before he came to Philly.
So we could do that. But, Jody, he's in decline, don't you think?
I hope not. Like, I think that there's still a whole lot more in the tank, and I think that there's more that existed that we've seen in the last 2 years. I mean, it was strange that, you know, that he was tanking and then was all of a sudden came back to life from a standing ovation, you know, and then was like completely different.
And then went back to sleep. Exactly.
Maybe another standing ovation earlier this season.
I kept trying to get people to do it. Nobody wanted to.
That dog was not hunting. That's over. Go ahead, Jody.
Yeah. So again, I think that there's more in there that if Rob Thompson can figure it out, that would be a huge boost.
Well, if he played like he did with the Nationals, and we had a call reference that earlier, or even the Dodgers, it would be. Jody, yeah, I mean, it'd be a huge boost because he just hasn't been that guy consistently here for the Phillies. Jody, what do you got for us? Hughes clues, what
don't
is your guess?
Don't let me down, Jody, don't let me down.
Jimmy Dugan from
A League of Their Own. That, Jody, it's a great fictional
That's a great
coach,
guess, Jody,
but that is yeah. not. Jimmy Dugan's an all-time character.
From what?
A League of Their Own. You never seen
Oh, you mean this used to be my playground? This used to be what I forgot the words, but Madonna sang it, right? Madonna was in that. Yeah.
Songbird Hughes.
This used to be my playground. I don't even think it'd go that way.
Living
but I do
in
remember
the
that.
Big blue world.
You're leaning into the song and dance. Well, actually, more song. I don't know about any dance yet, but you're leaning into the song aspect.
No, definitely not
the cameras
there.
Are on him. This is like Theater Douglas.
No, you know performing. What? I'm getting ready for Tubi. Stella.
Are you workshopping your acting chops on the air?
Since we're about to be on TV now, I got to present. I got to put clothes on.
Are you really going to dress different on Thursday?
Yes.
What are you going to wear?
A suit. Hey, it's my big moment. It's my big moment, Joe. somebody, listen. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. But it was brought to my attention that Lamar Jackson was on Raising Kanan.
That's right.
Somebody gonna see this. Somebody that has some movement.
Well, you're slacking. Lamar's taking your roles.
Yeah, somebody that has some movement in this.
If you wear a suit in here on Thursday, I'm gonna lose my mind. It'd be hilarious.
Okay, what about if I would just wear a suit jacket?
Well, it's almost like, remember when, who's the coach of the Niners? Mike Nolan, he wore a suit on the sideline. He looked like a clown.
Yeah. No, he was trying to bring back the old nostalgia.
You can't just, like, you
not
can't
nowadays.
Do that. No, you look ridiculous. No,
I'm not wearing a suit.
No, I'd be great if you do. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Elliot here. The latest on Dallas Goedert. You know, it was about 3 weeks ago. Everyone said, yeah, Goddard's out of here tomorrow, the next day. And then he wasn't. And then the Eagles are looking to trade Dallas Goedert, and they haven't. What's going on with Dallas Goedert? Here's Elliot a couple days ago right here on WIP.
So at this point, I think you're probably looking at a draft trade or a post-draft decision on what they're going to do with him. I do think there was momentum, and you know they tried to get something done in terms of a trade during those first few days of free agency, but obviously it didn't happen. And now you're at a point where a lot of teams are going to, you know, sit back, look at what they have after this first wave of free agency, and then look at the draft. And it is a strong tight end draft. So I think the Eagles' best bet at this point is you sit, you wait, and maybe a team that thinks they're going to get a tight end in the draft doesn't, and then that offer for Goddard, which is probably not going to be much, but maybe it goes up a little bit. So the waiting game, I think, is probably where they're at with this now. But also, there's the June 1st cut ramifications. If they trade or cut him prior to June 1st, I believe they lose around $9 million in cap space. If they do it after June 1st, I think they gain around $5 million. So there is financial benefit to waiting as well.
All right, so Elliot, they're talking about the possible trade of Goddard, which still hasn't happened yet, perhaps after the draft. But, Hugh, it also comes back to Elliot's thinking they could just eventually outright cut Dallas Goedert. It's a matter of timing and June 1st and cuts and money. What would your reaction be if they just cut Dallas Goedert?
I know this is gonna burn your biscuits when I say this.
Oh no!
would not be fazed. You know, it's funny because somebody just asked me that. You know, got the whole ask me anything thing going. And they asked me would I be upset. And I'm like, no. Because, and this is why I wouldn't be upset. Because I look at it like this. If you're thinking about cutting an asset, you've exhausted everything, every avenue that you possibly can to try to find some value in him.
Sure.
And nobody else finds that. I think Dallas got it. If you're asking me, can he still play? Yes. But not so much so that a team is willing to grab him because they're afraid that somebody else might get him. You know what I mean? So that's how I kind of look at it. That's why I'm not upset, because I look at it, the Eagles have probably exhausted all the avenues in order to try to get something for him, and nobody's biting.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And the money, the financials.
The savings.
The savings in the situation. That's why I am not upset, because they're trying to get something for him, but nobody's willing. They're willing to let him go on the free agent market and sign him that way as opposed to giving up something for him.
So I've been clear on this. I want to keep Dallas Goedert. But if they traded him for something, and I don't know what his value is, obviously they're asking for more than teams are willing to give. That's why we're still here. But at least you could spin to me, Joe, the fifth or sixth round pick they get for him, they could turn into a good player.
Yeah, you want something back for him.
If we get nothing back, I don't see any value to this. Like, what are we doing? We're just getting rid of good football players? I think we've gone too far with the every... Like, why are we nickel and diming a defending champion?
Because we're getting ready to pay Jalen Carter.
They can't find pennies for Carter because Goddard...
I'm telling you, I think that there are still some moves to be made. If you really wanted to free up some cash, I mean, hell, you free up, go re-sign Jalen. Sign him to a longer deal. I don't think they want to do that. I think they're going to make these fringe moves right now until they have to absolutely make a big move. Dallas Goedert, for as well as he played when he was out there, he didn't play in key moments where I feel like they needed him. That's how I kind of look at it. I know that sounds kind of cold and calculated, and you know, but it happens in the NFL. It happens all the time. That's why when I see the moves that the Eagles are potentially making, I'm not as, you know, upset about it as most people are.
Here's what I look at. Grant Calcaterra, Kylan Granson, and Harrison Bryant.
And the draft right around
so
the corner.
If they draft someone in the top two or three rounds, that's a different story, right? Because that guy potentially is a starter. But we're not there yet. I don't know if they're going to draft a tight end yet. Maybe. But maybe they don't get one. I'm not walking into a season with Grant Calcaterra, Kylan Granson. If Kylan Granson and Harrison Bryant walked in the room right now, I'd say, who are you?
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
I couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
You know, and I know you're probably going to have a fit when I say this too.
Oh, no.
I don't think Grant Calcaterra was as bad as you thought he was.
I actually thought, for what they asked of him, he actually showed some flashes of good.
And
but is that every down starting time?
He's not Dallas Goedert.
No.
Now, true. Not going to argue that. You're right. He's not. But this is still a fluid situation, in my opinion. And if you go in, say, if we don't go out and get that guy, you might go tight end by committee. You might go different. Because on the offensive side of the ball, guys, personnel groupings is big. And if you have some scenarios where you could put different tight ends and have different personnel scenarios in there that allows you a little bit of an advantage, I think they're willing to do that.
Well, it seems like they might be. I mean, Elliott said it there just a couple days ago on WIP that they could outright cut Dallas Goedert. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in with the Topper thing. Should Topper be in the hot seat to start the season? And would you be upset if the Eagles outright cut Goedert? I would be extremely annoyed.
Somebody asked me that. Somebody asked that exact question.
Yeah, well, I'd be annoyed.
It's a
good question.
I think
and
you
I'd
should be,
be
annoyed.
Totally annoyed if they just get rid of good football players.
I'm not annoyed.
Are you annoyed at anything?
No. Not really. No, you know what I got annoyed about this
weekend? Yeah.
Well, you know what I got annoyed about is when my water bottle spilled all the water into my gym bag.
Yeah, he came in today and his gym bag was soaked.
This is me guy here.
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
Joe
and I are thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, because see, you and Joe wear your heart on your sleeve when it comes to sports.
You
and
people.
I get that.
Are you people?
Okay, fine. You people. I am more calculated in the way that I am more of a thinking man.
Sports. You eat a whole hot dog and you're the thinking man.
I didn't say I was perfect. But when it comes to sports, I am not as reactionary as you two guys are.
I'm thinking
not.
Very clearly. This would be annoying,
Joe,
and Topper should be in the hot seat.
Joe, you are not thinking clearly.
Yes, I am.
You are thinking with your heart in every decision that
you make. How does it make the Eagles better for next season to have Goedert and nothing?
Because we're not, first of all, guys. We're not playing. No football games are going to be played for a while.
Right, but tight ends as good as Goddard don't just you don't just shake a tree.
As
and
good
get
as
them.
Goddard is, why doesn't anybody want him?
Well, they don't want to pay him. They don't want to trade for him.
Yeah, so they'll wait, and he's going to probably get. Well,
he's
probably
they're
nice
thinking that the Eagles are just stupidly cut him and leave on the scrap heap for somebody to pick up.
I don't look at it like that.
I know you don't.
The pinch and penny Eagles. I'm getting tired of.
Frugal. See, he gets it because
that's
he's frugal.
Why,
because
you're frugal like the Eagles.
Man, I'm not gonna argue that.
Imagine being a player on Hughes' team. You wouldn't pay anyone.
I would.
No.
If I was trying to win, I would.
Well, hold on. Are we trying to win?
No, we've won, and we still have our core group of guys there.
But you need more than seven guys to win a Super Bowl. No, you need some good players.
You do. I think Grant Calcaterra did a pretty good job. You're going to upgrade. You're going to get somebody. If you get rid of Dallas Goedert, I am confident that they're going to get somebody that's going to come in and that's going to play
but
well.
So we have Dallas Goedert. The idea of cutting him and then drafting somebody in the top
Dallas
two rounds.
Was hurt quite a bit.
I understand that, but the idea of drafting a tight end in the top two rounds is that you hope he can be as good of a player as Dallas Goedert is. I mean, Goddard was pretty – he was pretty damn good in the postseason.
I will tell you this. I you know, like I've said before, I believe in the youth movement, and I'm really bullish on the Eagles' internal organization as far as the way that they scout these guys. They've had success. They with the way that they've structured this football team and how we know those guys, of grooming young players to come in and do well in a short period of time. Now, until that doesn't happen, I'm gonna remain confident that they can do that. The young Thundercats
here we go.
Have come. I mean, but am I lying though? Am I lying?
I just want the best players on the team, and it feels like it's unnecessary
to
cut it.
And sometimes, in order to get the best out of people, you got to give them room to grow. And who's to say that Dallas Goedert being here isn't stunning Grant Calcaterra's growth?
This is not my Howie Roseman. Pinching pennies.
I know.
Trying to nickel and dime.
Getting rid of good football players.
What'd you say? Not my Howie.
It's not my Howie, man. This is not my GM.
Are we rebuilding or are we trying to win a Super Bowl? We're looking down the line. We're looking at now.
We're trying to do two things here. We're trying to stay out of the red when it comes to our football team, and we're trying to build championships. That's a balancing act that Howie has done a pretty good job of so far.
Well, yeah, he has.
It's not he hasn't.
He has, but
we don't know. This is the offseason. We're in the middle of the beginning of the offseason after we won the Super Bowl. We don't know.
He has done a good job keeping them afloat, but they've also struggled the year after both Super Bowls.
Yeah, okay, I give you that because there's a little bit more evidence there. But again, I go back to the year that we had last year. We didn't know we would be in the position that we're in now.
No, nope.
So I am okay with it right now. It being the way that it is, if Dallas Goedert is good.
I'm totally annoyed if they cut him.
Yeah, me too. If you recall, quite possibly the most pivotal play of the Eagles season.
Was Goddard.
Was in the Saints game.
Yes.
Grant Calcaterra.
Oh, at the beginning?
I'm sorry. Grant Calcaterra doesn't make that play.
Then what happened after that? Didn't he get hurt?
Well, sure. We ripped off 10 straight games and then won the Super Bowl.
I mean, I understand he gets hurt. We've known this for years.
To answer your question.
We've known this for years. Yeah, he gets banged up.
Only went on the longest winning streak in Eagles history and won the Super Bowl. But you know.
He also has the eighth most receptions of a tight end in the history of the postseason. This guy's a big game player. He's a red light player, and you're okay cutting him.
It's the way you say sure. Sure he's hurt.
Well, I know he's hurt all the time. This isn't breaking
news
to me.
Your biggest asset is your availability, man. You have to be available. Now, I give you that one, because that one, you know, there are key plays during the course of the season that he made.
Yes.
But.
The stiff arm in the Packer playoff game. Set the tone.
If they're willing to move on from that, and nobody's willing to get him, how much of an impact it was those plays? I think that they feel they can upgrade at that point.
Yeah, I think a lot of players.
I get that. I get how people feel about that, man. You know, it's one of those things where you don't want to move on from players. You're like, hell, I got a Dallas Goedert jersey that I've never worn.
Well, now you're gonna miss out your shot.
I can wear it. Old school jerseys are hotter.
You're right about that. He's a champion. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season? I believe so. The Phillies were 41-41 from July on last year. If they get off to a slow start, I'm not just saying it's a long season. No, I'll make a move at manager. Should Hopper be on the hot seat to start the season? With that, do you like the idea of multiple lineups to start the year? Sounds like Hopper's going to go with one lineup that has Trey hitting leadoff, one that has Kyle Schwarber. And Dallas Goedert, Elliott said if they can't find a trade, could be an outright release of Dallas Goedert. Would upset you if the Eagles just released Dallas Goedert outright? Hewitt wouldn't bother. Kyle and I are annoyed by the mere thought of this. 215-592-9494. We'll get back all your phone calls. And if Topper was gone at some point earlier this season, who'd be the options? Who's on the staff? Who could be the Topper if we needed a new Topper like we had with Girardi a few years ago? We'll get to that. Your phone calls as well. And your guesses for Hughes Clues, a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away a fictional coach, is your top clue. 215-592-9499 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon. No, really, it's the smell of the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy half-filled marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you guessed it, bacon. And we ain't talking about no Canadian bacon. Now, that's the summer that I'm talking about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations for you and near you, and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.